Join the conversation the smart way.
This is Cape Talk.
Time to take a look at our entertainment offerings for the week ahead. And as usual, we'll start on the small screen. Craig Falk is deputy editor of TV Plus magazine. Craig, I know things are a bit slow at present because everyone's saving their big releases for the holiday season. But there is one big exception this week, and that's the start of the new local crime series, Trackers. Now, I spoke to the author Dion Mayer on Monday. He sounds really, really chuffed with the quality of the series. He co-produced as well as overseeing the writing team. Trackers airs on Sunday, Mnet at 8 p.m. And if you want to listen to the interview with Dion, please look for the podcast on our website and on the Cape Talk app. But what else is worth mentioning this week, Craig?
I'm really excited about War of the Worlds. Season one is starting on Wednesday, the 30th of October. It's on Fox at that's DSTV 125 at 8:45 in the evening. I mean, we know about the story. It's aliens attack Earth. It's H.G. Wells' novel from 1898 became a radio show where people thought the world really was being invaded. It's been turned into countless series and movies, like with the 2005 one with Tom Cruise. Yeah. I'm really excited about this series because they've changed it slightly. The scientists have sent out signals into outer space, and they've actually got an answer, and it's an answer we really didn't want, because not only are we alone, the aliens want Earth. And we know a lot of the stars in it. It stars Gabriel Byrne and Elizabeth McGovern. Gabriel played Earl Haraldson in Vikings. Elizabeth played Corey in Downton Abbey. So it's a really fantastic cast. And like I said, I think the twist on the age-old story is going to make this completely different from anything we've seen before.
Really looking forward to this one. So that's Fox Channel Wednesday at 8:45. And then there's a classic of a very different kind starting on BBC First on Friday.
Yeah, Sanditon starts, like I said, on Friday the 1st of November, BBC First at 8 o'clock in the evening. You know, it's a nice time for also to just sit back and chill and relax and go back sort of in time. It's based on Jane Austen's half-finished manuscript. I think she wrote 22,000 words. It was unfinished when she passed away, and now they've adapted it for a TV show. It follows a young woman who lives in the countryside. She gets drawn into this wonderfully aristocratic world that's above her society status. She's excited about it, thinking it's a whole new world, and she discovers that it's basically fake. It's nothing like she thought, and the upper crust really are nasty and cruel.
And Jane Austen wrote them so well. So really looking forward to seeing what they've done with Sanditon starting on BBC First on Friday evening. Okay, what's your pick on Showmax this week, Craig?
Succession. It's exclusive to Showmax. They've got season one and two. It follows a media magnate named Logan Roy, played by Brian Cox. He's knocking on death's door, and he needs to appoint a successor to the family business. He's got four adult kids, and one by one, he sort of picks them off for not being good enough. And he really is mean. But it's like Brian says, it's a very clear indication of where society is now, with a sense of entitlement, a sense of wealth, where people don't realize that you can't just grab and think you're entitled to something. You have to actually work for it.
So what's your pick of the week on Netflix?
There's a new docuseries called The Natural Selection. It's four-episode first season. There will be more seasons. And it's basically an overview of genetic engineering, like DNA editing, where, I mean, this is something we saw in Jurassic Park in 1993, 1994, and everyone was like, it's miles off. But what's actually being done in the world of science these days is terribly scary. And it investigates the ethical dilemmas of playing with DNA and genetics and rewriting codes, and not just in an animal, but like in humans.
I've listened to a couple of podcasts that have looked at the CRISPR technology in particular, and it's scary and fascinating stuff. So I'm really looking forward to watching this one with more seasons to follow. Craig, thanks so much for the recommendations. We'll chat again next week.
Always a pleasure.
And just a reminder to the listeners, if you're watching something that you'd like to recommend, we would welcome your voice note to 072-567-1567. Tell us what you're watching, where and why you're loving it, and we could be sharing your recommendation next week. Next, let's head to the movies and find out what is opening on circuit this weekend. Leandra Engelbrecht from Channel 24. There are three new releases you'd like to flag. Let's start with the one for the romantics in the audience.
Yeah, it's A Rainy Day in New York. So it's a film by Woody Allen. This film has had a lot of behind-the-scenes drama. Amazon was supposed to release it originally, but then all of Woody Allen's controversies came to light again. So he eventually sued them, and he got the rights back for this film. So the film stars Elle Fanning and Timothy Chalamet, who plays two young college sweethearts who go to New York for a romantic weekend getaway, but then things go wrong and they each have their own adventure. Our reviewer gave it a 2 out of 5, and she said it's just another Woody Allen review about pretentious neurotic autistic people.
Okay. If you like pretentious neurotic autistic people, then go and see A Rainy Day in New York. Something a little bit less pretentious and neurotic is the thriller of the weekend, Extractors.
Yeah, so this one is a sequel to Escape Plan, and it stars Sylvester Stallone and Dave Bautista. And he's a security expert who is hired to rescue a Hong Kong tech mogul's daughter who's been kidnapped, and then also his girlfriend gets kidnapped. And then when now these action movies go, you know, they've got to save hostages and all of that stuff.
So the usual storyline.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, our reviewer was not impressed with this one either. He also gave it a 1 out of 5 and said it's one of the most boring action films of the year.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so slim picking so far. And I have to say, my heart is not leaping at the prospect of our third pick raising the bar. It's called Zombieland Double Tap.
It's actually the film that got the highest rating.
Really?
So it's, yes, it's a sequel to the 2019 film, and it stars Woody Harrelson, Emma Stone, Jesse Eisenberg, and Abigail Breslin. And they all reprise their roles. And this time they have to face off against evolved zombies, fellow survivors, and also their own family dynamics. And our viewers said that this has a great combination of comedy and gore. So it's a great movie to go and watch.
Who would have thought Zombieland Double Tap is the pick of the weekend? Otherwise, just go and watch the new Star Wars trailer. Leandra, thanks so much, and we'll see you at the movies. Next, let's get some suggestions for our podcast listening in the week ahead. And the person we turn to for help with that is our Cape Town news editor, Charlotte Kilbane.
Well, my recommendation this week is the fusion of two of my favorite things, food and comedy. It's a podcast called Off the Menu, hosted by Ed Gamble and James Acaster. The premise is that these two comedians get together, they invite a guest to discuss their favorite starter, main course, dessert, drink, and side. And then to add a twist to the game, they choose a term that the guest isn't allowed to say. So that term's always food-related, like, for instance, powdered parmesan. And the guest doesn't know what the term is. And if they inadvertently say it, they're ejected from the restaurant. I know it sounds a bit random and potentially a bit boring, but it's actually not at all. The hosts are funny. They get some really cool guests. The podcast itself, funny and engaging. It is quite long, so usually longer than an hour. So it's more of a long commute podcast than sort of a short period podcast. It's also a great resource if you're planning to travel and need some restaurant recommendations, because most of the dishes referenced by the guests are restaurant dishes, and those establishments are all listed on the website afterwards. So the name again is Off the Menu. It's a fun podcast for all the foodies and lovers of witty chit-chat out there.
Thanks so much to our Cape Town news editor, Charlotte Kilbane, for those suggestions. Chat again next week.
This is Cape Talk.